So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
I'm going to talk about how to use MCT oil. What is MCT oil? It's a type of fat that is very unique in that it can fairly quickly turn into ketones through the liver. And it doesn't depend on the gallbladder or enzymes or a good part of your digestive system. It goes right into the small intestine, it gets absorbed into the lymphatics, and it goes right to the liver, it's converted into ketones. So it's actually more efficient. And it can really help you fast longer. It can give your brain more energy as well as your heart. And it also allows you to have energy while you're exercising. You have to be careful though in the very beginning, because if you take too much, you may feel nauseous, you may feel abdominal cramping, or you might have diarrhea because it can act as a laxative. So I always recommend starting out with 1 teaspoon per day. Go really slow, and maybe every few days add a little bit more until you're eventually at 1 tablespoon. And then eventually 2 tablespoons. Now, some people go more than that, up to 4 tablespoons. You wouldn't want to start out like that, but the reason why they want to do that is, let's say, for example, they're very thin and they're trying to maintain their weight and their metabolism is very, very fast. They need to add more fat because your body is going to be burning this MCT oil as fuel, and it's going to burn this fuel before it goes after your own fat. So it's one way to keep your weight up. So what are some ways that you can include MCT oil in the diet? Well, you can just add it to the diet while you're fasting for the purpose of fasting longer, especially in the beginning. In the beginning, it's hard to go from one meal to the next for any period of time. So if you can add some MCT oil there, it'll be very, very satisfying because your body will use that as energy, and it's a good transition step. Number two, a lot of people add it in the coffee or their tea. If you're going to do the coffee in the morning, you're going to find that it's going to be a lot easier to avoid breakfast when you're actually starting this plan, when you're doing intermittent fasting. Also, it's going to give you a lot more brain energy and focus and cognitive function. So you're going to find that you'll have more mental focus and cognitive skills when you do that. Number three, taking it 30 minutes before you work out. Why? Because it takes about 20 to 30 minutes for it to kick in, to turn in the ketones. And if you have more ketones, your body will use that in place of glucose, and it's going to give you more energy and endurance while you're working out. Number four, put it in your salad dressing, okay? It's a real simple thing to do. You'll never even taste it because you're going to use other things as well. Now, realize that putting salad dressing with salad is always a good thing because there are certain fat-soluble phytonutrients that have huge benefits in leafy greens and different types of vegetables. So if you're going to add this oil in there, you're going to increase the absorption of those fat-soluble compounds because you're adding an oil. You can put in your guacamole to give you a little advantage of having more ketones. You can also put it in your nut butters. So you could take celery and scoop it and get a combination of, you know, some type of nut butter with your MCT oil. Number seven, you can make various keto fat bombs. I have a lot of recipes on that. I'll put a link down below. And that's a way to enhance the fat bomb to add some MCT oil to nut butters. All right, number eight, cook with it, but make sure you don't go over 320 degrees Fahrenheit. But if you're going to saute something, you can cook with it. Number nine, you can take it while you take certain fat-soluble vitamins, like vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K, which need some fat to be absorbed. So that's a real simple thing to do to enhance the absorption. All right, guys, there you have it. There's 9 ways to use MCT oil. Hey, before you go, real quick, I have a course entitled How to Bulletproof Your Immune System. It's a free course. I want you to take it. And here's why. Here's you. Here is your environment. Everyone is focused on this over here, avoiding your environment. But what about here? What about strengthening your immune system? That's what's missing. This course will show you how to bulletproof yourself, and so you can tolerate and resist your environment much better by strengthening your own immune system. I put a link down in the description right down below. Check it out and get signed up today. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.